microphone into the board as well?
No.
Because I think it might sound better further back. Because these mixes, these monitor mixes aren't the same as what's coming through the mains.
Yeah, I'm going to give it the first set to see what it sounds like. I just haven't recorded like this.
Okay.
To see how they come out.
I'll give you one more time before the band starts. The beer garden is open. You will be able to hear the band from the beer garden because the door is open. But you have to go to the beer garden through the back of the bar. There are little signs that will point you around the beer garden should you choose to sit out there.
To be back in the champagne of champagne. It was nice this afternoon to be in the Urbana of the Urbana. We're going to visit the Dash pretty soon. Here's a song for Ethan by Billy Joel.
Thank you.
called is this next song. It's called June Apple. It's a fiddle song, but like a modern jazz, all the fiddle notes are applied. Because there's no fiddle.
Till Barber says that.
We like it that way.
Thank you.
called The Half Moon Rising.
It was for the crowd now.
this one's... Dave Johnson's going to pick you a great bluegrass number. We're going to get to pick with a couple guys from Hot Rods next month. Pete Wernick and Nick Forrester, and it's going to be a blast. Here's one by Pete called Powwow, the Indian Boy.
Small, sangry, baby, making it fall, sangry, I'm shy.
somebody in my bed. An alien visitor left. It was a pick a number called On the Run. The amazing Ben Kaufman will enchantly sing this one for you. The story of this one, folks, I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts where we sort of had an intimidating police force. And we all pick our own small ways to get back at those who have wronged us. And I wrote a song about it. This is a song about somebody or another sleeping with the sheriff's wife.
Take it away, David.
Not necessarily Ben. Not necessarily me.
I mean, per se.
I mean, I've seen her.
Any resemblance to anyone living or dead is purely coincidental.
We hope you enjoy this episode of MASH. Put her hand on the box of his leg.
Justin Banjo.
I love you all.
Bluegrass holes unite. Untie! Untie, David!
This song is for Doug Manta. It's called The Mental Breakdown. It's a breakdown piece.
Thank you.
out back, and then it's right over here. It's this place.
The voice of the Lord would like you to enter the beer garden if you'd like to.
So entrance is through the rear only, the front entrance, and this here is, you can come through this way, but you got to give us a lot of money. Either that or a kiss. One or the other. Everything. Here's the boat.
Boogie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Martin.
We toot because we care. Or as Sam Bush says, we've suffered for our music. Now you can too. Does anyone feel like a polka? Anybody? Nobody? Okay, cool. We have a couple of polka takers. The polka circle's open here in the front. Bill just left in it. I think it's time to feel the polka. This polka here has brought us much wisdom and guidance. The guidance and power of the polka is very strong. We learned it this summer. Even stronger than your regular old run-of-the-mill average powerful polka is your average ordinary run-of-the-mill banjo polka. So all right, everybody, hey now, let's get funky. Here comes the drill. Here's a song called Polka Upon the Banjo. Mr. Johnston will render it for you in the old traditional fashion. However, the words are here in coincidence. We'll get you some tactical discussion there. A meeting. Well, we'll find out what that is. Thank you.
She came to me in a vision, like a big Google stuck out, and she came down and she said, my God, what's what she said? Get up, get yourself a job, be living my wrist line.
Here in the front, and those important, everyone out there in the beer garden who's gonna poke up. I can feel
He is floating above us, wishing us all best wishes. Thank you for joining us in the Polka Extravaganza. There's nothing like a fine polka between friends.
Thank you. gonna pick you one more teeny weeny, little tiny one, and then take a little bit of gravy. The Cossack power is in the room. You know, we were just out in California playing a bunch, and we successfully had the cops call on us again. We developed this trend of playing out in the street after shows, and I guess the Chico police didn't take to that too lightly. So here's a... We'll have to Anahuac the High Dive. That's a great one. Here's a little teeny tiny number that Ben wrote about cars and going to work. That's the one there. This one's called Traffic Jam.
Let her go, boy!
Thank you.
We'll be right back. If you're interested, we got a mailing list up here right by our feet. Continue to say, huh, 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 for the polka. And we'll be back in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
and bass player extraordinaire. It's gonna render for you. Render and liar, heated steaming pot of that. With microphones. This one's called My Walking Shoes. Don't fit me anymore.
Oh,
Well, folks, looks like we're going to do the old talking to the audience because one of us broke a string. How many can guess who broke a string up here? It wasn't me. Dan? Dan, who broke a string? Does anybody else want to guess who has to actually run to the RV because he left his strings in the vehicle? We're going to pick one here. I think actually this is the best time to invite somebody up here to be the rotating fourth member of the YMSB. Danny B, Danny Bluegrass Hole, Brody. How many folks in here except for Ethan have seen a Bluegrass Hole show? Dan Broder, everybody. I've been fortunate enough to play a couple times with the real Bluegrass Holes, once here in town and then once back where we come from in Colorado, where the Bluegrass Holes took over Boulder for a night. That was a show, I'll tell you what. Well, I'm going to get Dan all set up here in the monitors and out there so you can hear him, and then we're going to pick something good. Thank you.
Folks, we figured out a solution to this problem.
We're actually going to rotate.
The space is far too small for five people. So we might have to go outside.
Yeah! Let's do it!
There's a mystery feedback source. I'm voting for the mandolin, but we don't know. It could be Ethan out there making that high-pitched squeal. In any event, we figured out the solution to the what to do with three guitar players and two banjos. nothing is safe. We're gonna pick one more, we're gonna do a second swap. There's an amazing banjo player in the house tonight, you're gonna get to hear Kick in a minute.
We just got to meet a new picker friend today. His name is Noah, and he's a great guitar picker and a great banjo picker, and he'll be up after this team to display his skills.
Gnome is demonstrating an amazing banjo technique. Earl Scruggs once...
Oh, yeah!
He used to have his banjo strap over one shoulder, and everybody thought maybe it increased your speed or your ability or something like that. And they said, Earl, what can we do? What can we do to, you know, make our banjo tone better? Is this the one strap thing? And he said, no, actually, I just don't have to take off my hat that way. So he just didn't have to take off his hat when he put his banjo. I mean, here's a number called The White Water. Proceeds to just blow the doors off the place. I've never met anybody like him.
Gnome taught me everything I know.
You know, if I'm not incorrect, these two guys here are going to be playing around town, so if you see them or hear any of their names, go out and see them. Because if you all could come out in force like this for them, that would just be...
No, sir.
Neck havoc when the notes are questioned. We're going to keep Gnome up here, I think, for a couple more, if you will. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
What do you think? Want to do a sharecropper song?
Hey, Broder! Wait, do you have my...
All right, we're gonna do another one here, and then get Mr. Johnstone back up here to pick up the big fast one in a strange tune. This here's a song that we haven't played in a long time. We've never played it like this before, but here it is, called The Sharecropper's Son. I guess we're doing it in B. Yeah. Back up here on the five string banjo. How about this here Gnome? Holy crap. If you get a chance to hear him kick guitar too, you're in for a treat. Well, folks, we have a mailing list up here. We'd love it if you'd sign it, if you find your way to it. Let us know where you live. We'll come over and bother you. We're going to be back in probably December. I'm not sure yet. We'll put that together in November. But we'll definitely be back. Oh, if you do want to keep track of us, another good way to keep in touch is on the website. It's yondermountain.com if anybody of you out there are so inclined. And if you're not, get with us. And look out for a big pop here. Oh, okay, there it is. The last piece of business, folks, if you want to take home a piece of us to wear on your body, we do have t-shirts. I'm not going to push them any more than that, but if you're interested, come talk to me. CDs are going to be out in 1 month. We just finished wrapping up a recording with... Yeah, we got folks, we got Daryl Anger picking on it, Mike Marshall, Sally Van Meter playing on it with us. Should be a hoot. And if you're partying with us for the rest of the night after this thing's over, we'll maybe play a couple tracks from it. Obstacle Course Part 2. Alright, we're all back here. Big and ready. Now I'm gonna stop. Well, we're gonna get Jeff Austin here to sing you one. Say a tender love song. Obstacle Course Part 25. Just in case anybody's interested, there is a back entrance to this here thing. That way you don't gotta step on my toes. It might be easier on us all. Here's Ramblin' in the Ramblin'. Take it away.
All right, everybody, drink something. You have to drink something now. This song is an ode to the licorice liquor. Yes, that's right, the one, the only, the fantastic Dear Prudence Jägermeister. So drink up, kiddies. It goes...
Let him go.
The banjo is a dangerous, dangerous animal. The banjo is the most dangerous animal in the world. If that thing had bit me, I never would have made it to the hospital in time.
There's enough men in one banjo boy to kill 250 grown men.
Sure enough to kill the socialites.
Look at the tail piece on that
banjo. Look, this is my wife. We're going to play a couple numbers by the Osborne Brothers. Anybody out there heard of the Osborne Brothers? Excellent. There was a Bobby Osborne, the mandolin player of the group. He recorded this song when he was 16 years old. Was when he first recorded this vocal number. I like Bobby Osborne mighty fine. Following somebody down to some riverside, not coming back.
Oh, Ruby! Going up to the sea.
seriously, got time for one more. We want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you so much. We want to thank Mike and Molly for having us. Thank you, Mike, wherever you be. Just any bluegrass holes that were here, and this is nice to be able to come back here and kick. Thanks for coming out again and again and again. Hey Ethan, you want to come on and strap on a guitar? We're going to have Ethan strap on this guitar back here and pick us this one last tune. It's not a strap on.
Hey, I like your strap
on. You've been talking to Bob. With the Young Nun String Band, thanks again for coming out. Sign up mailing list, let's keep in touch. Let's do this again, shall we?
Thank you.
means we get the chance to play for 5 more minutes. I think the guitar is feeding back. I think I can safely say...
We don't mind if the band plays for another 10, 15 minutes.
Oh. In that case...
Well, last call is in 5 minutes. Or the end of last call is in 5 minutes.
Hey, Noah, can we get some hard liquor?
Absolutely.
Can we place an order?
Yes.
I'd like to place an order for 6, 8, 4 shots of Jägermeister.
Absolutely.
Everybody, let's all drink together.
That's
Mike the Harbor. That's Mike back there. Thank you so much for having us, Mike. This is an absolute treat. Come on.
Thank you guys. Thank everybody for coming out. Thank y'all.
This is great. Told you we were gonna play another Osborne Brothers tune, and I don't think we can resist. I think we gotta pick this one here. One of our favorite Osborne Brothers just had a great reunion tour. A friend of ours was the road manager for the reunion tour of the Osborne Brothers. That was great. And,
Black gold!
Happy birthday!
Cheers, mate.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Manager. Doug.
We now have the proper fuel to pull this one off. High octane Osborne Brothers lookout. Here's our number called the Insane Locomotive or the Crazy Train.
Thank you.
folks, we gotta save energy for this after party here. Come on over here, Big House. Ask us for directions.
Let's hear it for the Under Mountain Spring Band. Yeah! No more alcohol will be served, but if the band wants to play one more, we'll let them know. That's okay. We sure love to hear one more. Reminder, 2 weeks from tonight, there will be an Oktoberfest here where there will be all five of the original Oktoberfest beers being served in addition to brats and sauerkraut and whatever.
Folks, if you want to hear more, come on over to the after party. We'll be picking on.